Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
3 years ago, it was on Labor Day weekend, and I was very intoxicated on the Friday night of that weekend and at a neighbor's house and a very good friend. And the next morning, woke up and he had come over to my house and confronted me and said, "Hey, you got to do something," and kind of backed me into the corner and had said, "If you don't, stop, if you don't get better, you got to do something because you're going to lose everything." And, I said, "Okay, I need help." It's really the first time, especially in that, that 10-year run where, I had done so much to try to make sure nobody would ever do this. No one would ever try to get between, alcohol and me. And it finally did, and it was a huge relief. And I said I would. I'd get help, and, it was Saturday morning, Labor Day weekend, so we'd, wait for Tuesday to come around. And
so did you drink the rest of the weekend?
So I did, and I didn't drink, any more than any other time, but that Monday, Labor Day, actually my wife took the kids to the state fair and I stayed home to, watch golf, or drink, I know she had sent a text, saying that if I was drunk that I should probably go upstairs and that she was going to come home with the kids somewhere in there I was in the garage. I don't really remember it all. She came home from the fair, pushed the garage door opener, and I was on the floor of the garage. I had the sodium in my body had depleted and so I had seized and there's a pot, puddle of blood, and I'm laying there. And,
oh wow!
And my kids, my four kids had to basically step over my body. I'm almost dead, and and somewhere in that fog, I remember before they got home that if I could just get inside, everything would be okay. If I can just get to the couch, if I can just can't be here, and I had for years walked down the hallway in our office building thinking, one of these days I'm just going to fall over dead, if I keep doing this. And I knew I was an alcoholic and it was killing me. And, and here I am on the garage floor, my, poor wife and kids, I have to see that and, traumatize them. And my buddy that had confronted me came over and they get me into the ICU, and I had 10 days there, they secured a bed up in Center City, and I spent a month up there. And, really, what the big moment was my friend cornering me and saying, "You got to get help."
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.